Chapter 35. Things were happening when I reached the police station, as there were the better part of 100 men in the parking lot. Most seemed to be cleaning weapons, checking ammo, and talking nervously, the kinds of things people did when they were about to go into combat. Most of them at least looked like they knew which end of the gun the round came out. In the deep south, that was somewhat to be expected, I guessed. I pushed past several and made my way into the building and thought to bypass the person on door duty.
"Where are you going?"
he asked. "I'm going back to see Jacobs," I replied.
"And who are you?"
he asked. "I don't recognize you." "I'm Fred," I said, for lack of a better answer. He eyeballed me a little more, and a questioning eyebrow went up. "I was part of the raid on the cannibals up north," I added.
"Oh,"
the man said, his other eyebrow joining the first in surprise.
"You're that guy. Well, I'm sure the chief will want to see you. Let me go get him."
The man came back with Jacobs in less than 2 minutes.
"How you doing, Fred?"
Jacobs asked.
"You look kind of pale. Are you sure you should be up?"
"Looks like the guys are about to go get my car back. I want to make sure I get all my stuff that was inside it, too."
"We are," he said. "But I don't think you're going to be up for it."
"When do you leave?"
"We're going to take a bus over to the first checkpoint in about an hour. Then we'll hit them at about 2 in the morning.
"I want in," I said. "Except."
"Except what?"
I held out my empty hands. "No one at the hospital seems to know what happened to my weapons. I'm sure I could be more of an asset if I was armed."
Jacobs chuckled. "I'm sure you could. Happily, of all the stupid questions I've received today, that's one I can answer. Your weapons are in my office. I've been holding them for you. Come with me."
He led me back to his office, where there were several men waiting.
"These are the team leaders," Jacobs said. "This is Hubbard, Wade, and Mullins, who will be in charge of Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie teams, respectively. Gentlemen, this is Fred."
"So what's the plan?" I asked after we'd all shaken hands, and they had brought in an extra chair for me. I have to admit, I was ready for it.
"We've had a couple of folks watching the town and their checkpoint," Hubbard said. "Every 3 days, they've been sending teams out. Most of them come our way, as our town's the biggest one around outside from Montgomery, which I wouldn't want to be in or around right now. It's our goal to capture one more of the teams and use them to hit the checkpoint they have on Highway 22, then roll everyone into Maplesville and wipe them all out."
"Everyone?" I asked. "Men, women, and children?"
Jacob's face was grim.
"Everyone old enough to be eating solid food. If we find any babies, we'll bring them back and raise them. Aside from that, though,
it's the way it has to be," Wade said. A big man, he looked equally grim. I shook my head. "Seems kind of, I don't know."
"It's legal," Jacob said. "There was a trial at the courthouse, and we gave them notice that they had to cease and desist. Anyone that turned themselves in by last week would have been spared."
"Anybody turned themselves in?" I asked.
"Not a one," Mullins, a large black man, said. "We had hoped they would, but no one came."
"And now, since they have a taste for it," Wade said, "they have to be put down. It's just the way it has to be. Besides," he looked around at the other men, "we hear they are led by a monster."
"Well, yeah," I said. "Anyone that would lead a group of cannibals isn't—"
"No," Mullins said, cutting me off. "Not a monster of a human being, but a real, honest-to-God monster. Some say he's part crocodile, that he crawled from the swamps to lead them in this new world."
"Part crocodile?"
I asked, rolling my eyes. "Could be," Jacob said.
"How's that?"
"Geno freak."
The other men flinched away from Jacobs as if in fear of the term. My eyebrows knit. I couldn't remember ever hearing it before, yet somehow that term sounded familiar.
"Geno freak,"
I muttered, then shook my head. "I got nothing."
"It was a fad 10 to 15 years ago with the young folks.
They would splice different types of animal DNA into their bodies to become one with the animals, kind of like the ultimate furry experience. You weren't just dressed up as one, you were one.
I hear a butt coming on, I said.
Yeah, there's always a butt, isn't there? Jacobs asked with a half smile. Sure, it gave them whatever they wanted, fur, claws, hell, even fangs. But it was illegal. Not just because it was immoral, but because it didn't work. Human bodies just couldn't support the splicing, and most people didn't live any more than another 3 to 4 years in their new condition. I don't want to say that the fad died out quickly, but it did, and thankfully so.
So if it's one of these geno-freak things, how would it still be alive?
Jacob shrugged. Supposedly, the lizard ones were able to live longer. If this is a geno-freak, not saying it is, but if it were, that might be why.
I chuckled. Okay, so if I see a guy running around with a crocodile mouth full of teeth, I'll just go ahead and put him out of his misery.
That shit ain't funny, Mullins muttered.
Sure it is, I said, laughing. A guy running around with a crocodile head? That's a damn funny mental picture.
Jacob shook his head. No, it isn't funny. Not only is it just wrong, it's also possible the freak had other things modified too. It, if it exists, will probably be inhumanly strong, probably faster than normal too, maybe like a snake striking. If there is a freak there leading them, it's going to be tough to put down, but put down it must be, along with any of its followers or, heaven forbid, any offspring it might have.
Those things can sire more?
Mullins asked, aghast. I don't know, Jacob said. But it's a genetic mod. If he were to sire children, it's possible that could be passed on.
So kill them all and let God sort them out,
I said with a smile, trying to lift some of the blackness that came over the room with that thought. I wasn't sure that killing everyone in Maplesville was the best way to go about it, but it was their town and they would have to live with it.
Whatever you guys say, I replied. I just want my car and my stuff.
Fair enough, Jacob said. The mayor already told you that if you help us, you'll get it back. I will make sure that happens.
Then, what do you need me to do?
I asked. Sometimes you have to make hard choices in this fallen world.